Okay, what is up, listeners? Welcome to another episode of Perfection Unfolding with me, Kara G. How the hell are we doing? We're starting off this episode strong. How are we doing? Happy International Women's Month. Happy Tuesday. I hope you have loved on a woman in your life. And if you haven't, it's not too late. We got the whole rest of the month. Okay. For those of you watching on... Well, nobody's watching yet because I have an announcement. But that's going to come soon. Oh my God, I almost ruined it. Welcome to the show, guys. You know this is episode 18? Did you know that? 18 weeks of this, of you guys showing up to my podcast while I rant and ramble about things that I'm passionate about. And you know what? I'm grateful for that. That's how I'm feeling. I'm recording this a couple days early, but I'm sure my Tuesday's going just fine. So that all being said, let's go ahead and get into our gratitude section. Starting off with the grounding exercise that we do every week. Get in a comfortable position, sit up nice and tall, find your sit bones. If you're driving, just kind of follow along. But if you're somewhere where you can be in a closed room that's silent by yourself, I think that that would be most beneficial. And I want us to just relax our bodies. And if you're comfortable, I want you to close your eyes. And together, we're going to take three deep breaths, inhaling, you know, all the goodness, all the light, all the positive energy we can get our hands on, and exhaling all of the things that maybe irritate us, the things that maybe we want to just discard, things that might not even be ours. We just want to give them back to where they belong. So if you'll inhale with me, big deep breath. And exhale, big breath out. And breathe in all the good in the world and the light and the love. And exhale all your stress and worries. And last one, make this a good one. Big breath in. And exhale. And just take a second and just think of three things that you're grateful for. If you can't think of three, think of two. If you can't think of two, think of one. Oh, goodness. What a beautiful way to start the week. I know it's not Monday. I know it's Tuesday, but it is always a good time to take a moment and just to sit and to be still. And to take your time. And if you don't have any time in the day, at least you have just now. And obviously open your eyes, you know, if they were still closed. And welcome. Welcome, take two. I always like to hit you with an energetic welcome and then make you slow down a little bit. Wow. So this week, I am grateful for, drumroll please, women. Again, happy International Women's Month. It was International Women's Day, I believe the 9th. No, the 7th or 8th. I can't remember exactly, but so many beautiful women in my life sent me memes, sent me quotes, tagged me in posts. And I am just like, bro, the women in my life are incredible. And I wrote some things down. I was just like, I'm so grateful to be a woman. I'm so grateful to know women. To love women and to be loved by women. Women are the reason I'm alive, and there aren't words that could describe how they continue to save my life every day. I love women. I love being a woman. I love, you know, as much as difficult it is to be a woman in this lifetime, it's also the most magical experience because womanhood, sisterhood, nothing can beat, nothing beats it. Like, I've seen stories of women online who have yet to find their tribe of women, who support them and who they can lean on. And I hope that they find their people. I really do, because nothing compares to the love of a woman. I think men and women can agree with that statement. we just be going hard, and we just be going hard, man. You know, and it's not even, I'm not even talking about just like hetero or any specific kind of woman. I'm talking about just women, just the way our minds work, the way we're emotionally centered most, you know, most of the time, the way we're led intuitively, the way we just know things. You know, some people can attribute to that to hypervigilance or being an oppressed group, but to be honest, like I think it's all of the things coupled in with our intuition and just inner knowing. Like we're wild beings, right? That have just like just everybody and who's alive is a wild, is a primal wild being. But women in general, like we've been conditioned to be this like tame, petite, not petite, but we've been conditioned to make ourselves smaller. And when really like there's just like this ravishing like wild woman inside of all of us. And I know so many women who strike the balance between the two, and I try to be a person who does that, a woman who can do that. It's a struggle, but you know, you figure it out. But yeah, I'm grateful for women this week. I'm grateful for women always, but I just want to shout them out specifically this week. Mom's always top of the list. All of my grandparents, my aunts, my sister, my sister's future child, like my sister's baby girl that she's pregnant with. I'm grateful for her, and I don't even know her yet, but I know she's going to be born somewhere near my birthday, so I know that we're just going to be like two peas in a pod. I'm grateful for my niece. I'm grateful for my sister-in-law. I'm grateful for every woman I come in contact with throughout my everyday life, every woman I've worked with, every woman I've worked for. Today I got to write a reference, check for a friend / previous coworker. And I loved being able to just hype her up and boost her and hopefully move the needle on whether or not she gets that job for the best, you know, like, because I just got to just gush about her and talk about her, and I'm sending her good vibes, even though I haven't spoken with her yet about it. So yeah, women. I love women. And it's like that quote, I love it when women, period. When they just do anything. And you know what? And in the spirit of equality, like women can be assholes too. And I fully accept that. And they can be mean and nasty and whatever, but like they can also be the equal opposite, which is like amazing. So I'm grateful for women. I'm also so grateful. I wanted to just take a moment to just speak to how grateful I am for like where I am in my life. I want to take a moment, like gratitude is a practice of becoming present. And I want to take that to like the nth degree today. I am grateful for exactly where I am today. Like for everything I've done, for everything I am, for everything I've accomplished up until this very second, this very moment. Like I'm amazing. Not just because I'm a woman, but just because I am. I just am. And I want to presently acknowledge that. I want to acknowledge all the work I've put into myself. I want to acknowledge all of the effort I apply to bettering my life, to showing up for myself. And maybe it's uncomfortable to hear me talk about myself in this way. Maybe it triggers some feelings of like, who does she think she is? And that's okay. The things that trigger you are just trying to show you something that makes you uncomfortable. And being uncomfortable is the first step to like making change, especially change for the better. And maybe it's a sign that you could use some validating and some gratitude for yourself, you know? But I just want to take a moment. Like I wrote in my notes, I said, I'm so grateful for where I am today, for all the things I've accomplished and for all the work I've put into my life and the things that I've done to make it better every day. Honestly, just simply being alive and having the practice of appreciating being alive is what I'm most grateful for. And I found this quote. Well, there's two quotes. The first quote that I love it when it pops up into my life. It's wherever you go, there you are. Yeah, it's like, it's just like the perfect quote for being present. Like wherever you go, there you are. And going hand in hand with last week's episode of like being like radical acceptance, it's just accepting your present moment, accepting who you are in the moment. And I think that's easiest to do when you're grateful for, for the present, for yourself in the present. And then there's a second quote that I found that just speaks so beautifully to this sentiment of being grateful for where you are. And it says, it's by Karen Hadadan, maybe is how it goes. They're at ICE. It's on Instagram. It's like this quote page that popped up for me. And on Instagram, it's at ICIETNU. I have no idea how to pronounce that. I'm not even going to try. But it says, take note of where you are. When you pause to reflect on the journey you've traversed and the challenges you've... Oh my God, let me try this again. I cannot read, bro. I get so excited. My brain moves so fast. What can I say? It says, take note of where you are. When you pause to reflect on the journey you've traversed and the challenges you've surmounted, you'll come to recognize that the place you stand today is actually remarkable. Despite once feeling overwhelmed, here you are, imbued with strength, wisdom, and resilience. Perhaps in the moment, the most important task is to wholeheartedly embrace your present self. Take the time to honor your accomplishments and strides you've taken, for this version of yourself truly deserves acknowledgement. Ugh, I love that. Like, I love the part where it says, despite once feeling overwhelmed, here you are. Perhaps in the moment, the most important task is to wholeheartedly embrace your present self. I love it. Oh, I've literally messed up. Despite once feeling overwhelmed, you are here, imbued with strength, wisdom, and resilience. And it's like, yes, how often have we done all this work and put in all this effort and made all this change and like made all this progress just to like not even recognize where, like all the work we just put in, to not even recognize what we gained from that experience, right? So often we just keep pushing forward, keep pushing forward, keep pushing forward. Never, like, we keep climbing the mountain, climbing the mountain, climbing the mountain, never to actually take a beat, take a breath, turn around and look at the distance we've actually made. Like, look at the progress we made. Look how far we've come. And, you know, like, no, do you have to live in that moment all the time? No, because you won't get anywhere else, right? Like, you can't always be looking at where you've gone, where you've been. But it's helpful to reflect. It's helpful to reflect. It's helpful to have this practice of gratitude, whether it's for yourself or for others or for things you've done, what have you. It's important to reflect so that you know where you've been and you can recalibrate and figure out where you want to go. And right now, I just am taking a moment to recognize where I've been. Where I've been is I've been at episode 17 and 16 and 15 and 14 and 13 and 12 and 11 and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I've come 18 weeks of just doing this show, 18 weeks of self-reflecting, 18 weeks of sharing things that are important to me, sharing things that I think might help, reflecting in ways that I haven't done so in depth before in my whole life, you know? And that's worth celebrating. Where there's gratitude, I think there's celebration. And where there's reflection, there's gratitude. And where, you know what I mean? And just everything is everything. And I'm just a happy girl. So that's my gratitude section for this week. So hopefully there's a couple things that you can come to think of and to know and to reflect upon in for yourself. Like this week, I challenge you, especially if you're a woman, to reflect on where you've come, the things you've accomplished, where you're proud of yourself. I want you to take a moment and I want you to do that. One thing. That's it. You got it? I can tell you the one thing that I'm proud of you for, that I can reflect on and I can know, and that's showing up to this show. Because at the very least, if you don't listen to the rest of the show and you only participate in this section, you took a moment for yourself. And I'm proud of you for that. Moving on, I've got some life updates that I almost spoiled earlier. First and foremost, let's just get it out of the way. I got a haircut. And I'm recording the video episode of this show. So I'm, you know, if you can see, I won't give away why you can see yet, but if you can see, I've got a new haircut. I'm obsessed. Shout out to Laura at Collective Salon in Dallas, Texas. Not sponsored, but she did a wonderful job. I actually found her by searching redhead, hashtag redhead on Instagram, and she was one of the first pages who popped up. And I went in there, and she was great, and I felt really taken care of. So shout out Laura. Go see her. She's really good. So I'm loving my new hair. I just felt like I needed a refresh. I felt like I needed, like, I tend to manifest things. Like, and this is, like, something if you, I mean, if whether you were, whether you actively manifest or you kind of do it kind of passively, I manifest a lot with clothes and with my appearance sometimes, like, specifically my hair. At least recently, I kind of manifested this whole show by dyeing my hair red, because I just felt like I was always meant to be a redhead. And so when I finally embraced it, it just kind of gave me this boost of like fire energy to kind of get me going. And so my hair was really faded and really grown out. And it was definitely a reflection of my experience that I had in California, where I was just isolated and I was hermiting, and I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't grooming in any special or particular way. And since I've been back, I've gotten my eyes threaded, my eyes threaded. Can you imagine? I got my eyebrows threaded. Now I've gotten my hair cut and colored and literally chopped off 4 inches. So like, or at least 3. So I feel lighter physically and now lighter mentally. And I've just always been a firm believer that the two are, they're connected. You know, when you take care of yourself, when you look your best, you feel your best. And that's just, yeah, I threw on a red lip for today's show and I just feel, I'm feeling red. I'm feeling red energy. It's kind of like, for my astrology girlies, I'm going to do a little bit on astrology later in the show. That's like something new for you guys. You're welcome. But Aries season is upon us. Like, we are wrapping up the energetic new year. And I know this might not mean anything to any of you, but my midheaven is in Aries, which basically just means that my career has like this Aries energy into it, which is entrepreneurship, which is being artistic. It's diving in and thinking later, just kind of going for it, which lends itself to red, which lends itself to fire, which lends itself to passion. And so I'm just, it's all connected, and I'm just using all of these different modalities and tools and intuitive pings to just kind of propel myself forward, to spring forward. Today, when I'm recording this, was springing forward in terms of daylight savings. And so it just makes me laugh how everything's interconnected. So yeah, I got my hair done. That's one of my life updates. Second, as of you guys listening to this, fingers crossed, I'll be employed in a really cool job. I'm not sure what it is yet. There's a couple options, but all of them are great. So cross your fingers, send good vibes. I'm actually really excited to be employed while still being able to pursue these creative endeavors. I think it's one of those things of like, let your day job pay for your dream job. But at the same time, though, like, these jobs that I'm, you know, interested in that may be on the table, they're all positions where I'll get to be creative in some form or fashion. So I'm really excited about that. Setting myself up for success in every possible way. Like, they're all going to be a hell yes for me, depending on what they are. Some of them more so than others, but like, we'll see. Again, I don't want to blow it. But hopefully this time next week, I'll have an update. I won't tell you where I'm working because that's dangerous, but you'll know. And maybe we'll have something to celebrate. Maybe that'll be my gift of gratitude next week. I don't know. Another life update is that I'm feeling good being back in my house and taking care of business and also just resting. I've been resting a ton. This past weekend, I was on my bleed, my monthly bleed. And because I'm not employed at the moment, I just let myself just off the hook for everything. I slowly did some, you know, chores here and there. I slowly kind of, you know, made food. I just let myself be a tortoise and be a slug and sleep in and to watch some TV and just rest. I took a lot of baths just because they feel so grounding for me. Another grounding exercise is that, like, taking baths is a very grounding ritual, especially before bed. If you take a really hot bath and then you go to sleep in a cold room, not only is that good for your sleep, but it just feels amazing on your muscles, and it's like a warm hug at the end of the day. And you can kind of literally physically wash off your worries, wash off anything you were stressing about, and just chill. So that's always my me time. And to be honest with you, I didn't get to take a bath the whole time I was in California. And I did not realize how important my baths were to me. Like, I take a bath after every shower. Like, every single shower I take, I usually fill the tub up with whatever hot water's left and just sit and soak for at least like 10 minutes. And I hadn't gotten to do that in forever. And it was such an important part of my self-care routine, and I forgot. I didn't put two and two together that I wouldn't be able to do that, and it was soul crushing. So now I'm just so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be in my space and to just have that clean bathtub that I can just bathe in whenever I want, no questions asked. And the last life update I have for you, and this is like a, I'm so excited, is that I am launching a Patreon next week. So I know it's like a bit like you're hearing this and you're like, oh, maybe I want to sign up. It's launching next week, March 19th. It'll be episode 19, launching March 19th. It's again, it's all connected. It's very exciting. And I wanted to do it like right as we were entering Aries season, like starting the energetic new year. Because in the past, I think I spoke about how January 1 and like doing New Year's resolutions is kind of like a hoax. It's kind of like a hoax and kind of really, really silly, because winter is not where you start new things, right? Spring is where you start new things. Spring is where things start literally physically heating up and where you have more energy. And so going with the seasons and working with the seasons, I knew I wanted to launch either my website or my Patreon in the spring. And since it's spring in Texas and Aries season starts, I believe, March 21st. I'm launching my Patreon next Tuesday. Ah! I'm so excited. So mark your calendars. I will be doing like a special offer giveaway for the first 2 weeks that it's launched, where if you sign up for a subscription, you'll get a shout out on the podcast. A special shout out. I will say your name and I will be so grateful for you. You will be my gift of gratitude section. Some like things to look forward to. So the first tier of subscription is going to be $5. And in that, you are going to have access to all of the video versions of my podcast. That will be number one. Exciting. You'll get to like hang out with me in video form. That's why I'm telling you I'm recording these podcasts, but you can't see them yet. So there's going to be a backlog of episodes that you can watch video from. Yay. Not only that, but you're going to get every episode a week early. So not only will you get video episodes of every version that only live on my Patreon, these video versions are not going to live anywhere else. They're just specifically for patrons, but they're going to be a week early. So you get the episodes a week early. And also, we're going to do some other fun things in there. There's going to be different tiers. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to do multiple tiers, but I just figured, let's go for it. Let's just see what happens. And if you guys hate it, then I will change. But for now, there's going to be three. And within those tiers, there's going to be opportunities for live Q&As, like monthly. Again, video versions of episodes, getting episodes a week early. Also, they're going to be ad-free videos, episodes, which is very important to me because I thought about doing ads and I still might do ads for regular episodes just because, you know, if I'm going to do this, it would be nice to make some money from it. You know, like it's a lot of effort, and not just to make money, just to make money, but just so I can keep doing it, right? So that I can keep showing up and keep being able to put this creative output in. And it's just kind of how business works. I'm struggling with the idea that that's a thing that has to happen, but the Patreon is actually a way to get around that for me, to be honest. I will never do ads for any product on the regular show. So if you don't plan on signing up for Patreon, that's okay. No pressure. I will never do ads for any product that I don't actually use myself or believe in myself. But in order to like keep the ads, you know, at bay, I do want to launch this Patreon now, just to see if like how many people are interested in ad-free shows, how many people just want to patron me and the show itself, just to help keep this creative endeavor going. But also, outside from that, this Patreon, there's going to be opportunities for bonus episodes every month. So there'll be one extra bonus episode every month, depending on what tier you sign up for. So yeah, I'm very excited. There's going to be lots of goodies. There's even a tier where you're going to have discounts on merch when I eventually have merch. You're gonna be in the know of all the things I'm doing, like all the things I'm doing, and even have some extra exclusive content that's not going to live anywhere else. They're not going to be episodes. They're just going to be just for you guys. So I'm excited. So mark your calendars for March 19th. I launch my Patreon. It's going to be public. It's going to be fun. We're going to have so much fun in there. And I not only did I want to do this as a way to like get around ads, but it's a way I wanted to create community amongst the Perfection Unfolders. Like, I don't even know what to call you guys yet. But like, again, if you have ideas, join the Patreon and we'll talk about it. Or just send me an email at perfectionunfoldingpod@gmail.com. But I want to create community. I want to have deeper discussions. I don't want to just talk into a void. You know, I want to be in community with you guys. I want to get your opinion. I want to see what you want to talk about. And maybe even eventually we'll start a Discord so we can have our own little community there. But for now, I'm starting small. I'm not rushing. I just want to see, I want to launch this, see what happens, and go from there. So, I'm so excited. And if you have ideas for things that you'd like in the Patreon, send me an email at perfectionunfoldingpod@gmail.com. I would love to hear your thoughts. So those are the life updates. I'm excited. So keep an ear out, keep an eye out on Instagram. I'll be posting like a launch flyer for it throughout the week, this coming week. And the special of getting the shout out is going to run for 2 weeks. So you'll have between March 19th and I believe April 2nd to sign up for that shout out. So you will be shouted out on the show. You will be recognized for your contribution and just for your support. If you're showing up here every week and you're supporting me, like, that is plenty. But if you want to go that extra mile and you want to patron the show, and listen to the show ad-free, then here's an option. I got you. And we're just going to keep making it better and better and better and giving you more and more value. That's my really goal. I just want to be helpful. And then the very last life update that I have that will lead us into the main topic of the show is I've realized that I need to slow down, right? Like, I need to take my time with the show. I need to take my time with the things that I'm saying. And let me get in. And I wrote you guys a letter to kind of describe with radical self-awareness what I mean by that. And so let me pull up my notes. Let me pull up my show notes and let me read you a little message that I wrote just for you guys. I wrote, I think I have such a hard time organizing the show in a way that makes any sense because through my experience with psychedelics, through the books that I've read, through the experiences I've had with and the relationships I've had, I've come to this knowing and understanding that everything is everything. There isn't a single thing on this planet or in this universe that isn't intrinsically connected, that doesn't inform each other. So when I go to break down a topic, one topic that I try to reverse engineer and teach it back to you guys, I'm realizing that it's much harder to do than I thought. Because I'll talk about one thing, but then it'll lead me into 100 other different things that are relevant, but maybe not relevant all at once. And so I just want to thank you guys for your patience in the spirit of gratitude. I am actively sifting through all the things that I've said so far on each of the episodes and picking and choosing what makes sense and what maybe isn't clear. That's part of my work, to figure out how to get more clear, to figure out how to spread the information that I've come to know in a way that can be digested easily. I'm just not sure how to do it yet. You're actively witnessing me work through that process. I've come to realize that a big piece of this is that I need to slow down. I'm speeding through my process and the way that I'm thinking, And my brain is going a million miles a minute. And I can tell that the way I'm expressing all the things that are happening in my mind isn't the most helpful. It's not the most helpful word. It's not the most helpful way to hear what I'm trying to say, at least. I think slow and steady is what wins the race. And I need to take my time with this. Because when I speed through it, when I don't think about the next word I'm going to say, it comes out less intentional. I think it comes out less impactful too. And I want to change that. The fact that I can put on a 2-hour show and talk a mile a minute is insane to me. But I think it's because it's filled with a lot of fluff. So I am setting the intention to be more concise and organized with the show. But to make sure that the things that I say actually help. I don't want to judge everything that I say because I can't really be the one to know what's helpful or hurtful for you. And I'm hoping that just being vulnerable and sharing is helpful enough. But I want you to know that I recognize my chaos and that I recognize that listening to me struggle through this process might be uncomfortable for you just as much as it is for me. But I'm embracing my cringe. And being seen failing is the price of admission for showing up in any public way. And it's not that I don't care what you think of me. I think that's a lovely thing to ponder when it comes to being professional and when it comes to thinking of the quality of work I'm producing. But a big piece of this is for me. And at the end of the day, I'm the one who has to make peace with what I've produced and what I've brought to the table. And that's really the only opinion that matters. If you're someone who struggled with being occupied with the opinions of others, maybe that helps you too. Because, yeah, I want to do right by the people I think are cool, the people I'm impressed by, or even the people I want to help. But at the end of the day, I can only do what I can do and cross my fingers that it's received in the way I'm hoping for. So that's my message moving forward. Know that I'm trying. Know that I'm always getting better. Know that I'm paying attention and that I'm incredibly self-aware. But at the same time, I'm going to keep doing, to a degree, exactly what I've been doing. Showing up, seeing how it lands, pivoting, editing, and moving forward. And also, I'll probably take more breath breaks throughout the show just so I can slow myself down. I get so excited and I'm so passionate about the things that I've learned that I think could help a lot of people. And so forgive me for being chaotic, but at the same time, I know my chaos is my passion coming through, and I don't want to lose that spark by editing myself down and reaching for perfection, a perfection that doesn't exist. That totally defeats the purpose of the show and its philosophy. I want to embrace my imperfections and know that they're exactly what make me perfect. I'll leave you with that. And I love you. So that's my message I have for you guys. It's just, I know I'm an incredibly passionate person. I know I'm an incredibly ADHD person in the sense that my brain moves so quickly and my mouth just gets, I don't set her up for success. She just stumbles on the words and the thoughts and nothing ever comes in through clear. But that's not true when I slow down. When I slow down, I can do the thing. But what I'm here to tell you is that, like, this is me embracing my cringe. The whole topic of the show, of this episode, is I am cringe, but I am free. It's literally the energy of that meme of the cow standing in the ocean, just randomly living its best life. I am cringe, but I am free. And so it's like, I recognize my cringe. I'm very aware. I'm very acutely aware of my cringe, of how fast I speak, of how I slur my words, of how I don't know how to read slowly because my brain is going so fast. But I'm also here to tell you, like, I don't care. I don't care in the sense that it's going to stop me from pursuing it. I do care in the sense that I want to keep getting better. I don't care in the sense that I'm not going to edit myself to perfection, to the standard of perfection that doesn't exist, the standard of perfection that only my ego desires. I do care in the sense that I want to keep showing up and I want to keep getting better and I'm not scared to be seen failing. I'm not afraid of it anymore. I used to be really, really afraid of it. I used to be so afraid of failure and judgment and being that cringy girl that I used to not express myself at all. I didn't even know who I was because I never even thought to think about who I was. That's where the people pleaser in me came from. That's where the resentment in myself came from. That's where I used to not even have an opinion about things because I just thought everybody else's answers sounded better and cooler. And everyone else was so sure of themselves, and I was never sure. And even though I might not be sure of myself in the sense that I know exactly what I'm doing, I'm sure of myself in the sense that I know that this is the direction I'm going. I know that I'm onto something because I trust myself now. I trust myself to have opinions. I trust myself to know things. I trust myself to question things. I trust myself to pivot. I trust myself to show up when I feel called, you know? And so I am cringe, but I am free is the message of today's show. And the one thing that I didn't mention in the beginning in terms of like updates is that I am switching over into a every other week kind of format. Still going to show up to the show every week, but every other week I want to do a digital diary entry and then a deep dive entry. Because what I realize is that doing a 2-hour long show every week is not sustainable for me. So this is my self-awareness coming through, right? And it might not be, and it's probably not sustainable to listen to every week. I like the idea of having hour-long episodes. I like the idea of having a digital diary and also doing deep dives. So I figured this is the perfect balance. This is the way I can show up every week in a sustainable way to express myself, to engage in a vulnerable way, with you guys and to share what I'm actually going through. And then the other episodes will be deep dives into topics that I'm passionate about, topics where I'm doing a little bit more research. It's a little more organized. So I'll from this episode moving forward, I will differentiate between whether it's a digital diary episode or a deep dive so that you can decide which ones you like more. Maybe you like all of them. Maybe you like the deep dives. Maybe you like the digital diaries, but now you get an option because I want to give you options. I don't want to just throw you into the fire of my chaos and you're like, bah! You know, maybe you like that. And I love you for that. Thank you for showing up here every week. If you've been rocking with me since episode one, like you have seen the evolution of the show and how I kind of ping pong back and forth and I'm editing and I'm seeing what works and what doesn't. But if you're just showing up, welcome. You're so lucky to get a more and more polished version of me every week. And when I say polished, I just mean a version of me who is figuring out what does and doesn't work. And that's dope. But wherever you are in this journey, wherever you are in your journey with me and experiencing me, like again, I'm just happy you're here. But I am cringe, but I am free. And I hope that you can take that with you in things that you do, because once you reach this point of like not caring in the sense that you're not afraid, I tell you what, like it's changed my life. Like I really have the audacity to show up on the internet publicly every week and just I don't even think about it. I'm like, it's fine. Everything's fine. Whatever I say, it's just gonna live out there. People might hate it. That's fine. People might love it. That's fine. But it's like knowing that the opinions of other people have nothing to do with me. I mean, yeah, ultimately I want people to like the show and I want people to listen I want it to help people. But if it doesn't, that's okay. And I think that comes back to having that deep sense of self-love and acceptance and just knowing that like it's gonna be all right. Like I can only be who I can be. You know? I can't control what people think about me, and I don't care to. The opinions of other people has nothing to do with me. It's just a reflection of themselves. And that's how I go to sleep at night, peacefully, soundly. And the people who are for me, and the people who aren't, aren't. And I will only attract the people who are for me the more authentic I can be for myself. And so, that being said, obviously, I was very inspired by that cow meme because it just keeps resurfacing on the internet. And every time I see it, I chuckle. And I just love the freedom that comes with not caring what people think about you. Like, oh, I used to care so much about what people thought about me to the point where it was debilitating. Like I talked about last week, I couldn't even go a day without wearing a full face of makeup. because God forbid people see my actual face and, you know, judge me for my pimple scars or whatever. Nobody gives a shit about my pimple scars. Nobody's even looking my direction. But what I will say, the people who do look my direction, those people dig me. Like, for instance, today I was in the grocery store, and because I just got my hair did, and I don't even know, maybe just my energy. I've just been really grounded recently. And I went to the park today to ground myself, because I was going through a bit of a difficult emotional kind of wave that I'll probably talk about in a couple weeks, because I don't like to talk about it in real time, because it's just so present. But I went to the park and I just sunbathed and I read a little bit. And then I went to the grocery store, no makeup on, sweats, my hiking shoes. I don't know what the shit I was wearing today. It was cringy, I'm sure. But never in my life has anybody asked me if I needed help in a grocery store. Today, back to back, two dudes. Hey, do you need me to get some supplements off the shelf for you? And I was like, no, I'm okay. Not even 10 seconds later, hey, did you need any help finding anything today? And I was like, no, I'm good, actually. And I'm like, maybe these men just love a redhead, but that cracked me up. I was like, I must be vibing right now, like energetically, because they were into me. I don't know why, but I just kept moseying along and I got my little keto ice cream because today I treated myself and I went home. But I digress. So another thing that I wanted to say about just like embracing your cringe is, like, I put out a video on my Instagram a couple days ago, actually when I was driving back from California. So this is probably a week ago. And just this wave like came over me and I was just like, this is going to be my most successful year I've ever had. And I don't know why and I don't know how. But the one thing I do know is that it's going to be my most successful year because it's going to be my cringiest year. And my cringiest year meaning I'm going to be seen trying and failing. I might be seen trying and succeeding, but like first you have to try. And to try runs the risk of failure. And so it's like I'm going to be my cringiest this year over and over and over again. I'm going to post videos of my podcast every day. I'm going to post clips of me talking into the abyss. I'm going to post things about my dance classes and maybe people will think it's cringy that I'm posting so much. Maybe people think that the content that I produce is cringy, but I don't care because you have to risk it for the biscuit, my guy. You have to be cringe and risk humiliation of some sort, risk failure to even inch forward to success, like a little bit. Just a little bit, like, but you have to try. If you don't try, you have no chance of success at all. It's the same thing I say with relationships. Heartbreak is the price of admission for love. You have to accept the risk of heartbreak in order to enter into the opportunity for love. And the same thing goes for success. Like, you have to risk embarrassment and failure for the chance at success. And I am going to be successful, damn it. I refuse to not be successful and I refuse to not try just because I'm afraid of what people think of me. Ew, that's cringy. That's the real cringe. Trying and being creative and showing up, that is not cringy. That is honorable. Not trying because you're afraid of failure? I'm sorry, dude. I have compassion for you, but like that is cringy. I'm going to judge you more for that silently, but I mean, I'm not going to judge you at all. Who am I kidding? I don't care what you do with your life. But my hope is that you, if you have a dream, if you have a vision for yourself, if you have any kind of creativity or artistic ability or any desire at all, that you have the courage to pursue it, that you have the courage to be seen trying. That is my wish for you. That's my wish for myself. That's my wish for anybody in life, is to just be who you are. Sometimes just being who you are feels like a risk. Sometimes just showing up as the person that you know you're meant to be is a risk because you've never seen it before. You've never experienced before. You don't know how people are going to receive you. Maybe you're trying to break patterns of people pleasing. That feels like if you don't people please, that everyone's going to hate you. That I've been there. I've had that feeling. And guess what? Maybe it's true. Maybe everybody that you've been people pleasing, that that are in your life, like maybe you change and they don't like you anymore. That's okay. Like, just let that, maybe that's true. What does that truth feel like to you? Does it feel like death? Okay. We need to work through that. Because you're not actually going to die. It might just feel so scary that it might kill you. But the truth is that it won't. Those people will just fade away from your life. You'll feel more aligned and more authentic, and you'll just keep it moving. And this aligns perfectly with like self-acceptance, like radical acceptance and moving into self-love from last week. But you have to embrace the risk for any chance at success. And there's a quote that I wrote in here. I said, so embrace your cringe, because even though you could fail, you might succeed. Just go for it, whatever it is. But don't half-ass it. Show up for your cringe. Show up for your art. Show up for your creativity. Show up for your desires. Your cringe is your magic, my guy. Your cringe is your creativity. Your cringe is your art. Your cringe is your desires. It's what you want. It's what you're meant to do. It's who you're meant to be. Be cringe and fuck the rest, okay? This is the epitome of the fuck it era, of the screw it, of the fuck around and find out energy. And this quote keeps popping up on Instagram that I think kind of brings this whole message home of, I'm cringe, but I'm free. You're free to be yourself. You're free to live your life. You're free to do whatever you want when you stop caring about people who don't matter. And even people who do matter, their opinion doesn't matter. Because if you're not living an aligned life that makes sense for you, then you're not being who you are. And if that's a person who loves you, then they're loving somebody who doesn't even exist, who isn't even real. I'd rather be loved for who I am than loved for who I'm not. Same message as last week. It all comes together. Everything is everything. But this quote says, embarrassment is the cost. Embarrassment is the cost of entry. If you aren't willing to look like a foolish beginner, you'll never become a graceful master. I'm going to read that one more time just for the people in the back, okay? Embarrassment is the cost of entry. If you aren't willing to look like a foolish beginner, you'll never become a graceful master. And that's gospel, my friends. That is motherfucking gospel. And that's what I'm doing here every single week. I am running the risk of embarrassing the shit out of myself. None of this could land for anyone, but it's true for me. And I just have to sit in that knowing, and I have to sit in the uncomfort and the discomfort that might bring, knowing that it might not resonate for anybody else. But the beauty of the matter is that I've done the work to not put anybody's opinion above my own. I am my biggest cheerleader. I'm the one who has to pick up the pieces at the end of the day. I'm the one who pours the love into me if nobody else does. It's me and me alone, you know? Yes, there's people in my life who I love, but at the end of the day, like, I have me. I have me to rely upon. I have me to trust. I have me to confide in, right? I can, that's the one person I can count on. People, everybody else, they can come and they can go, or they could stay. But I know I've got me at the end of the day. And I know that I live in integrity and I show up for myself every day. And I'm not lying to myself. I don't just give in to every little thing. I don't pretend like I'm anybody else anymore. I used to do that, but I don't anymore. Because that didn't work. That felt like a lie of a life. And so now it's like, I know who I am. I live in my truth. And I just have to trust my gut that this stuff will help somebody else. Because if it helped me, then I know it can help somebody else. So that's the message for today. Embrace your cringe so you can be free, so you can live freely, so that you won't be confined by the judgment, the perceived judgment of others. Sometimes the judgment doesn't even exist. It's just a story in your head. It's a story that you made up. And if you think you're cringy, that's something to explore, right? I have one of my best friends thinks they're the cringiest person they've ever met. And I'm like, Well, I don't think that. You know, that's a you thing. That's a you versus you thing. And if you think you're cringy, I think if you think you're embarrassed, I don't think that that came from you. I think that came from somebody else. And I think that's worth exploring. I think the things that we think are cringy about ourselves, that we think other people are going to judge us for, I think that was put in us when we were really young. Because you're not born with this, with like a self, you know, hatred or self-disgust or being disappointed in yourself or feeling like you're cringy and weird. Like, you're not born with that. Society puts that in you. Maybe you had classmates. Maybe you had childhood friends who put that in you. Maybe your parents put that in you. That didn't come from you. So that'd be worth exploring. That'd be worth like asking yourself some questions of like, where does this come from? And when I feel this, how old am I? Right? And that's when you kind of get into some inner child work, which is totally going to be an episode by itself in the future on a deep dive for sure. I know I did some inner child, I did an inner child episode before, but like there's so much more to cover on that topic for sure. So yeah, but if you're somebody who likes yourself and you're ready to take that step of like into the unknown of what it would look like if you maybe did share your art or did pursue a career that maybe nobody was expecting from you, or maybe you're just trying to show up more authentically and more in integrity and just showing more parts of your personality that maybe you've hidden away, then go for it. Because at the end of the day, everyone's so preoccupied with their own lives and their own stuff that they're not paying attention to you. And I mean that in the most loving way. Like, the most wonderful thing you can come to know is that like nobody cares about you, like in the best way. And once you realize that, like the people who do care about you want you to be more authentic. They want you to go out there and just show up and to try. And they're not going to make fun of you for trying. They're not going to make fun of you for being seen trying and failing. They're going to be there for you when you're failing and when you're succeeding, because they're down for you for whatever, as long as you're living in your truth and you're happy with what you're doing. Those people actually care about you. Everybody else, fuck them. And so my final thoughts just on this topic, I found this quote again on Instagram. Remember I told you I send myself these messages like through my Instagram like my personal account sends these to my podcast account at Perfection Folding Pot on Instagram. And I kind of just gauge what the topic's going to be that week based off of the messages that were resonating. And this quote I found today, actually, it's by at Zanna Keithley, or Zanna Keithley. It's ZannaKeithley. Side note, all the quotes that I found are all by women, by the way. These are all women. Love women. Ah! Hashtag callback. And there's the post that they put out that kind of came on my suggested feed. And it says this, it says, "And what I've learned throughout my life is that the right path is probably the one that scares me. It's probably the one I keep eyeing from a distance, wondering what would happen if I actually took the first terrifying step. What I've learned is that the more I try to ignore it, the stronger its presence. And eventually I won't be able to avoid it. I'll have to make a choice. And my mind will come up with a million logical reasons why I shouldn't take it. It's too uncertain, too unknown, too risky. But my heart, all it needs is one. One reason to finally nudge me forward. One reason that matters more than any other. Because this is right. And what I've learned is that the right path is probably the one that has the potential to break my heart in ways that feel devastating to imagine. But if I trust myself, and trust what I feel deep inside, this intangible feeling that can't be explained or understood, this deep inner knowing that says, this is for me, then I'll be okay. And what I've learned throughout my life is that despite the fear that causes my hand to shake and my knees to tremble as I finally take the first step, it's worth it. And whether this leads exactly where I'm hoping or goes somewhere I can't imagine right now, I know that in the end, I'll be glad I came." If that quote doesn't perfectly summarize everything we just talked about, between being grateful for where you are and then taking the risk to find the success, I don't know what does. And that risk that what she's talking about, that could be in pursuing a relationship, in ending a relationship, in pursuing a job, in quitting a job. It could be and pursuing a passion. It could be anything, like just showing up as a more authentic version of yourself to be able to connect more with people you love and people who love you, right? This goes for everything. Like, being a foolish beginner is the price of admission for becoming a graceful master. And I just love that quote by her, and I had to screenshot it, and I'll share it on my story probably today as you're listening to this. So that was what I, that's kind of, I went, that was, that kind of wraps up the I'm cringe, but I'm free section. But in the same vein, I do want to start acknowledging astrology. And I know this feels like a weird pivot to go to, but in pursuing my own authenticity and connecting in a more integrous way with you guys, I'm an astrology girly. I'm a human design girly. I'm somebody who has the Pattern app on my phone, and I use these things, I use these modalities as tools for self-development and to know myself a little bit better. I've also done the Enneagram, I've done the Myers-Briggs test, I've done them all. I've done all the self-awareness, self-development tests and what have you. But it's important for you to know that I use these tools because they've been really important to my whole journey, like of self-development, of getting to know myself, of having a more spiritual, emotional, intuitive view of myself and the world around me. And whether that re they resonate with you or not, that's okay. But I want to share them. And I'm not like an expert at astrology. I'm not an expert at human design or any of that stuff. But I am a participant. I do think that it gives me a bit of an edge of like kind of just not using it to run my life. Like, I'm not looking up horoscopes every day and I'm not doing all that kind of stuff. And I'm not using this as an exact, I don't use it as my religion, and I don't use it every single day as a way to like dictate how I live my life. But I do like to just know. I like to just use it as a way of like being aware of what's happening in the cosmos or what might be happening for me in my personal life based off of astrological shifts in the universe. Like, I'm open to that. I'm open to things happening in space affecting my everyday life. And if that sounds like a bunch of googly gosh to you, that's okay. Like, I'm not saying it's an exact science that I follow like stringently and like I'm, you know, whatever, but I'm open to so many different modalities because who am I to say that it's wrong? You know what I mean? Who am I to say that this ancient practice is like totally bogus, you know? So I like to keep my options open, you know. Call me anxious, but it's like just in case. So that all that being said, that caveat aside, this week, like as I'm recording this today, there's a new moon in Pisces. And as I kind of mentioned at the top of the show, Aries is the start of the energetic new year. And whether you know anything about astrology, just know that Aries is the beginning and Pisces is the end. And so if you can, just putting astrology aside, just the beginning and ending of anything have a very specific energy to it. And Pisces season is wrapping up the energy from of last year. And Aries season is like on the horizon. And so I found this, I love this, I do follow this Instagram page. It's at Rising Woman. And they're always doing astrology updates, but sometimes they'll give you kind of the energy of this astrological thing that's happening, and just give you some things to think about. And I think that what they talked about goes really, really well with embracing your cringe and asking yourself questions to figure out how to live a more aligned life. And maybe being cringe helps you get there. But it's like you have to break through that fear of being cringe, or that fear of trying, or that fear of being seen trying and maybe failing to get to that more aligned life. And so, just in synopsis, one of their posts said that the new moon in Pisces asks us to be honest with ourselves about what we want and to trust the universe to work with us to achieve it. And I love that. Like, what harm can that do? You know what I mean? And if these kind of astrological pages help you, I encourage you to follow them. Do I encourage you to obsess over any one thing? No, because I mean, I can't speak to that for me. Do I dive into astrology? Am I really curious about it? Absolutely. But it doesn't take over my life, and I don't use it in a way that, like, where I know everything that's happening. I just kind of trust the experts and take what resonates, and guess what? Leave behind what doesn't. So it's just about trusting the universe. And then it says, here's some self-reflection questions that go along with this. And I really like this piece because we're all about self-development here. We're all about just like figuring out what works, right? And so these are some questions that they asked. It says, what do you see when you imagine your ideal life? Does anything about this make you feel uncomfortable, aka cringy? Question 2, in what ways might your actions be out of alignment with your desires? AKA, what are you currently avoiding that's keeping you from living your aligned life? Question 3, and this is the last question. Is there anything you're holding on to out of fear nothing will come to take its place? AKA, success, a relationship, a friendship, what have you. Is there anything you're holding on to out of fear nothing will come take its place? Now, I asked myself all these questions, and you know, one of the big things, the last one, is there anything you're holding on to out of fear nothing will come to take its place? For me, like, I've been holding on to my past relationship more so than I realized, and I might talk about that in another episode. But I'm actively working on like letting that go, so I can bring in more abundance and more love. Not that I'm looking for a new relationship, but just I have to clear the space because there's just so much pain and heartbreak there that I would like to just surrender to and just let go, like it, let it be what it is, and keep moving forward. Same thing with a job. Like, I think right now there's so much positive energy surrounding my career and like my job opportunities and getting the interviews and stuff like that, because I finally let go of the fear of it not happening. I was like, what's for me will find me. My next job will be a fuck yes job. Like, and I just accepted that, and I surrendered to my situation and to the fact that, like, yeah, I need money, but am I going to die because I don't have the kind of money that I wish I had right this second? No. I was like, it's going to be okay. I'm talented. I'm intelligent. Like, I'm going to find a job that makes sense. And I am very confident that that is going to happen this week. My fingers are crossed. So those are some questions you can ask yourself that kind of go perfectly hand in hand with not only this topic of I'm cringe, but I'm free, but also the energy of this new moon. Like, if you're a woman specifically, like, we are on a lunar cycle. So at least for me, what I found is that I am very in tune with the moon. Like, I can't deny that. And that's my own experience. Like, intuitively, I'm very in tune with the moon. Like, why do I always have a period at a new moon? Like, almost, it's like a new moon or a full moon, like, depending on what part of the year it is. It's just wild. I'm like, am I a witch? I don't know. But I think that there's a lot of value to knowing, you know, where the moon is, like, what the moon's doing. And there's ways that you can relate the phases of the moon to, like, phases of life. The same way there's the seasons in a year. You know, like, in the winter, we like to hibernate. In summer, we like to be out and naked and having fun. And, like, that's not on accident, you know? And so astrology is just a part of my way of kind of getting back to my ancestral knowledge and, like, my primal instincts. It helps me take care of myself better. It helps me keep track of my period, which, oh my God, a lunar cycle, you know? So even though the new moon was Sunday and it's Tuesday, there's still that energy in the air. And again, like, we're wrapping up the year. So even if you're not into astrology or into new moons or full moons or whatever, like, it's a good time, whether you know anything about astrology or not, to, like, wrap up the things that you've been dealing with over the course of this last year and let them go and surrender to them and make room for what's to come. Make room for spring. Oh, oh, I just sneezed. I'm so sorry. Jesus. Speaking of spring, I think I manifested that sneeze. But make room for some new energy, because once spring is here and it's and we're outside, like there's going to be so much energy behind you to make some new things happen, and maybe you, it'll give you that energy boost to push through that block of fear of failure, fear of being cringe, fear of being judged. So that's my little astrology girly section that I wanted to bring to the table, just because it makes me happy. And it might not always be there, and sometimes it will, maybe it won't, maybe it'll be a thing. You let me know if you liked it. But I would love to just have astrology girlies and perfection unfolding girlies to just come together as one. So with that, I'm going to leave you guys with some affirmations. This is probably my favorite thing to do every week. And normally I do them off the cuff. But this week I actually found, because women, I love it when women, I found some affirmations for self-validation by at the Brain Coach on Instagram that I thought, again, worked perfectly with this episode. It goes perfectly in line with last week's episode as well. But you need, it's really hard to do things when you're afraid if you don't have that self-confidence to do them. And so these are some affirmations for self-validation. And every time I do these affirmations, I'm going to say them in first person. But if they resonate with you, I would love for you to hear them for you and to take them in for you. Here we go. I was right to stand up for myself. I did the best I could with what I knew at the time. I am proud of me for challenging my fears and my doubts. Today has been a difficult day for me. I can do hard things. It is okay. I said no to something I really did not want to do. I feel overworked and need to prioritize rest. I tried my best, and that is enough. I am feeling upset right now. I feel misunderstood. That was a difficult conversation, but it was needed. Not everyone will like me, and that is okay. Today was tough. What do I need to feel better? And so, even though a lot of these affirmations aren't necessarily like affirming what you want, like they are a good, some of these phrases are a good practice, good phrases to practice saying to yourself when you do something that feels a little uncomfy, but you know it was the thing you were meant to do. Like when you have that hard conversation and it didn't really turn out the way you wanted to, it's like, that sucked, but I knew it needed to happen. You know, sometimes that's a start for validating ourselves. You might not start with, I love myself and I am all powerful, you know? It might just start with like, I'm glad I showed up for that conversation, or just validating the fact that you're hungry, or validating the fact that you're tired. You know, if you're someone who overworks yourself, or somebody who doesn't take time for you, or you gaslight yourself into thinking that, you know, you're not tired or you're not hungry. And it's like, sometimes that just start with the basics. Let's start with the basics and we'll go from there. So those are the affirmations for you guys. That's the show. This is the first digital diary episode where I kind of just share with you all of the things that have been inspiring me, the things that are just on my mind. And next week I'll be back with a deep dive. How exciting. As always, guys, if you like the show, please give it a 5-star review anywhere you listen to this podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Chrome, Spotify, wherever you're listening, if you could rate and review it. 5 stars, please. That would be amazing. That would help the rate. That would help boost the podcast in search engines and all that fun stuff. Also, if you love the show and you think your friend would like it, share it with a friend. Like, I'm all about the word of mouth things. We don't just need strangers popping up in here. Like, what if we just got all of our friends to join and then we had a community, and then next thing you know, we're having like live parties on the internet, just like having a DJ like dance fest on Zoom or something. I don't know. I'm open to the possibilities of where this thing could go. If you want to see clips, if you want to be able to share content or see content from the podcast, follow the page on Instagram at Perfection Unfolding Pod. And now TikTok. We have a TikTok. I'm making a TikTok At Perfection Unfolding. On both these channels, you're going to find clips of the show. I might start posting memes that make me laugh that go with the themes of the show every week. You'll see me on my stories. I share quotes that inspire me, that I think are helpful. So yeah, follow us on Instagram and TikTok now. So exciting. Shout out my friend Lindsay, who pushed me to do TikTok because that's where the people live. I'm just too nervous to get back on my personal TikTok because I have like a loving relationship with TikTok, like so much so that I won't get off of it for hours because it's just so interesting. But anyway, you can also follow the show on YouTube at Perfection Unfolding with Kara G, where I'll also be posting shorts of the show and maybe some other content as it comes up. But yeah, guys, I love you. Thank you so much for showing up. I'm grateful for you every week when you tune in and you just support. And my hope is that you enjoy it and that you get something out of it. But that's all I got for you. Next week's the Patreon. Don't forget, mark your calendars. Okay, love you. Bye.